That was 6x7 with 10 Places to Die, a single from their forthcoming album, whose name I'm not entirely clear on. But I like their previous album, The Things We Make. It's kind of sub-spiritualized, but since Spiritualized doesn't release things terribly frequently, 6x7 is an acceptable substitute. In the meantime, if that's a space in your life that needs full filling. Boom.
Full filling as opposed to like partial filling?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, hear what yells like, we go all the way with this. Yeah! I almost did it. I almost did it. Everybody out there who's trying to get the show kicked off the air was on the edge of their seats.
That and the fact that there's like a lot of people are like, no, I'm going to lose money! Oh, we almost proved all you people wrong.
Bring it.
Real quick, just on another side note, because this is maybe when I thought of partial filling. Something that was brought up to my attention yet again by our friend Katie was that a great idea for the millennium, you know, these people are like stocking up on this, stocking up on that. But what I haven't heard a lot of, and this was a good idea, if you have a car, get a full tank of gas, like New Year's Eve day. Go out before midnight and fill up your car. Because if everything goes, that means gas stations are going to be down. Gas pumps won't be working. It's going to make, you know, those who don't have a full tank and have to work and stuff or have to do anything or, you know, flee from the looting hordes.
Yeah, we can lay siege to, like, Meijer, for example, or grocery stores, you know, by mob action. But, you know, those gas station people always, you know, always have shotguns underneath the counter. So they're going to be that much harder to lay siege to and steal the goods once society has collapsed.
Well, how do you steal gas? What are you going to do? Stick it in that big hole?
They got tanks underneath, man.
Oil refineries.
If you get it in there, you can get it out.
Yeah, with a straw. All right, get it going. Get the safe action.
The descent into savagery will not be gentle.
Okay, so what are we coming up?
What we got right about now, and thanks to the caller during the break who confirmed for me that the name for a person who makes a barrel is, in fact, a cooper. Eric was told this during the last musical break by James, but Eric didn't share it with the rest of the What Channels Like crew, so we were suffering. We were, you know, we had no idea. And now we all know, you know, it is, in fact, all good on the barrel-making tip. So what we got coming up right about now is a segment where we give you some information about the community around you, about the area around you, things you can do besides go to class and freak out about going to class, something you can do to lift you out of the boring mundanity of your life that doesn't come out of
Is
your talking radio box. Mundanity? Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at me conjugate, man. Woo! Yeah.
And I'd prefer it if you could conjugate in the privacy of your own home.
Bring it on. Why conjugal? Like conjugal visit? That's so freaky. Like to make that tie between the two, you know? Come here, baby. Let me transform you into a noun. What a strange
But
strange
I've only
thing.
Got 15 minutes.
Yeah. And there's this guard supervising us.
He seems to enjoy it far too much.
Can you imagine what, I mean, given how long that's been a part of the prison system, can you imagine what the, you know, the legislative session that decided to allow conjugal visions was, you know,
conjugal visits
was like, you know, just the kind of, well, you know, I was thinking the prisoners are kind of, you know, I was thinking maybe we could, I'm, yeah. You know, they're kind of,
the stuff,
you know, yeah. You
know. They're reverting to bonobos.
Wunga, wunga, wunga. I was thinking maybe we could institute something to
a little ooha, ooha.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Can we stop talking about this? It's making me uncomfortable.
What, wunga?
So, little something to do while What Channels Like is not on, and you're burned out on the talking radio box. Little segment called Super Heavy Fun Time Public Service Announcements.
Wunga, wunga, wunga. Wiki, wiki, wunga.
Wow, Troopy is right. I'm getting such a head rush from that. Like, I think I'm going to pass out. We need to get some...
Bronca! Get us the fat boys for next week!
Alright.
The fattest one you can find.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's really fat by now.
Alright, here we go. It's that time of year again. Oh, is it? Snyder Hall is sponsoring a pro. Like, I think
can you imagine what these people's like calendars looks like? You know, like it, December is marked with that. Oh, look, it's December. It's that time of year again.
Oh, God, he's so quick.
Yeah, I know.
He's quick like a bunny.
Right out of the box.
He's a comedic bunny rabbit.
I'll take that joke, please. Thank you.
Standard all the sponsors. Okay, this is phenomenal, which means it can tell what you're like from the bumps on your head. Snyder Hall is sponsoring a program entitled Dial a Carol, whose sole purpose is soul-numbing death. Oh, I'm sorry, it's for people to call and hear some of the wide selection of holiday carols. So if you're sitting around in your dorm room and you're like, God, what should I do tonight? It's a Friday night. I know! Well, Dial a Carol, I have a speakerphone. Dial a Carol is in its 39th season and runs from December 11th to December 17th, taking calls 24 hours a day with help from volunteer University of Illinois students answering phones.
You know, I'm actually a volunteer for that. Like, people call and I go, dee 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 dee. There's no words in any of the songs. It's just a strings of deedles and deedle. That's all it is. So, but it's really cool, though.
And meet the deedles.
Yes.
Taking calls 24 hours a day. What? You know what? If you're calling Dial a Carol at 3 a.m., you don't need Dial a Carol. You need the pavilion. Oh, with help from volunteers. Okay, we already got that part. Dial a Carol not only will play you a carol of your choice, but they'll shoot you. But also will take requests from those inside the Champaign-Urbana area and will personally call them up and play them your selection for them. I don't know what that means. Does that mean you can wish Dial a Carol? I think it's poorly constructed. It says, Dial a Carol not only will play you a carol of your choice, but will also take requests for those inside the Champaign-Urbana area and will personally call them up and play them your selection for them. So I guess what that means is you can call up Dial a Carol and go, yeah, here's my friend. Here's Mark's phone number. Now, can you call and just sing Jingle Bells at 2 a.m.? Here's a transcription of that phone call. Ring, ring. No, you don't have... Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello, hello.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I'm sorry, Mr. Hyde.
Joy has been brought into my life. So that's what joy feels like.
Hey, Mark, is that the, she's at that caroler, people? I told them to call you.
Oh, that was really great.
The phone's in your room.
The spirit of the season.
Now, see, that's what's going to happen later tonight. He thinks I'm joking. The Dial Carol telephone number is 332-1682 to hear a carol or make a dedication. Dial Carol is a not-for-profit, not non-for-profit, but it's not-for-profit student program funded by Snyder Hall, the Resident Hall Association, Peabody Social Education Funds, of the University of Illinois, and Satan. So there.
The Illinois State Police are offering suggestions for safety in the form of safety belts and child safety seats in your vehicle. So they've got some suggestions. The first one is never place the child safety seat in the front seat of a vehicle within a passenger side airbag. Also, do not place the safety seat on the hood, roof, or the that little alcove near the rear windshield. It's not safe. Secure the child seat in the vehicle. Do not place the child seat on wheels because inertia will slam your child into either side door in the back seat. Be sure your child is in the appropriate seat for his or her size and weight. If your child is a guinea pig, hollow out a coconut and strap it with Velcro to the seat of your car. Be sure the child safety seat is appropriate for your vehicle. If you own an SUV, the child safety seat must be way too large, impractical, and cost way too much money. And also, it has to burn a lot of gas and be sponsored by Eddie Bauer. Place your child in the safety seat properly each time. I know you may be tempted to maybe not buckle them in one time or just kind of place them in upside down, but just like, each time it's really important that you put them in
properly. I got to tell you, that temptation to put them in upside down is real serious.
Or just,
that gets me going.
Get in the front seat and just kind of just casually toss them over your shoulder in the general area, kind of in the vicinity of the chair. Hope that, like, watch the scrappy little guy try to get his way in there. Like, ah!
Well, see, the thing that's kind of cool, because you win a prize if you get the child entirely in the safety seat. If the legs are hanging off the end, you don't get the stuffed elephant. And also, the last suggestion that the Illinois State Police has for you is to register the child safety seat with the manufacturer for notification of any recalls. So if they find out that the safety seat will blow up on impact, you'll be aware of this before your child is obliterated.
And I may have made this joke before, but make sure you take your kid out of the seat before you send the chair back for the recall. So I've got it, like, at, you know, Fisher Price, who made, you know, my first safety seat, and it's like, oh, another one's here, and oh my god, there's a baby in here.
Throw him in the nursery.
And he's all feral. Ding, 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 his big feral eyes blinking.
The UPS man gave him, like, a candy cane to suck on for a while.
Ooh.
All right, I'm going to do two quick ones back to back, because they're both quick.
Double shot.
Yeah, it's a double shot, but I'm not going to repeat them. They're going to be different. They're not going to be Rush, either. Charles Terzak, Abraham Lincoln and the History of Illinois, December 10th through January 16th, is at the Eastern Illinois University's Tarbell Arts Center in Charleston. It's located on South 9th Street at Cleveland Avenue in Charleston. It's a collection of paintings, some of his best-known images, Mr. Terzak. Abraham Lincoln, Biography and Woodcuts, and the History of Illinois. They'll be presented on the centennial of the birth of this artist, who was raised in Nokomis and studied at the Art Institute of Chicago. They're on loan from the artist's estate. And for more information about it, you can phone 217-581-2787. The Tarbell Arts Center is hosting Terzak.
Strangely enough, he had really bad hair.
That is strange. Tarbell and Terzak.
Think about where he's from.
Terzak. Tarbell and Terzak.
Where's he from?
Nokomis? Oh, yeah.
No combs. No comas. No comas. His hair is really bad.
Terzak. This one's actually turned out to be the longest PSA we've ever done. Mrs. Joan Stuckel, this is a PSA for all of you bourgeoisie bastards out there. Mrs. Joan Stuckel will host members of the Women's Club of the University of Illinois at their holiday tea at the President's Home, 711 West Florida Avenue in Urbana. This PSA is of interest to only horrible, horrible people. The event will be held from 3 to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, December 15th, 1999. Entertainment for the bourgeoisie scum will be provided by the Crescendo String Quartet, who apparently like to perform for the idol class, and the Urbana School Honors Chorus. So, you know, get the Honors Chorus people together and have them perform for the upper class of society.
You know, the Crescendo, I actually heard last week, I heard the Crescendo String Quartet. It's really amazing. They start off with one note, and they just keep getting louder and louder and louder as the night progresses. And pretty soon, like, the party's over when you have to cover your ears
and
run
totally
out the door screaming.
Killing our fat old white lady demographic.
Yeah, well, you know. But oddly enough, the fat white old white lady loves the fried baby humor, you know? So, like, the fact that we don't include any of it really just kind of throws them off to start with. For more information, call Betty Hembro at 367-0628. The ill-mannered or people whose household income is less than $200,000 a year need not apply. The holiday
Does
tea.
Did it say that?
I'm just going to leave you to wonder.
All right, now, this is a very short joke, but Housing Authority of Champaign County presents the first music and drama performance, A Christmas Carol. That's the first, folks. It's the first. It says right here, presents the first music and drama performance. I've been wondering what this music and drama thing was about, but we're going to get the first performance on December 16th, 1999 at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's performed by the Youth of Housing Authority campuses. I don't know what that is. Douglas Center. It's held in the Douglas Center at 512 East Grove Street, Champaign, Illinois. So get there and get in on this music and drama thing right from the beginning. From the very start. You say you were there first.
Okay, the U.S. Savings Bonds Easy Saver Plan urges you as a business owner, a business manager, to to set up savings bond accounts.
I love PSAs that presume a lot about the the people they're talking to.
Well,
only business owners can afford radios these days.
It's all right here.
This is for the bourgeoisie too.
So yeah, it's like, you know, your employees are eventually going to want to retire someday, and if you don't really offer a retirement plan because you're a shady penny pincher,
mm-hmm.
then you can set them up these savings bond easy saver plans where basically you don't have to pay anything out of your earnings, that you just take money from your employees and they buy savings bonds, which they earn interest on. They choose how much and how often.
Oh, the illusion of freedom.
Yeah, seriously, it's like, they gotta be scary if they weren't able to choose.
Yeah.
They just, like, every week, like, your entire savings is locked up in savings bonds. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna be eating really well in 15 years, but in the present, you got dirt and you got sticks. And, today's savings bonds earn competitive interest and are exempt from state and local income taxes, and they're also exempt from random drug testing. So you really don't have to worry about that.
You really want to go for the savings bonds that offer competitive interest. It's replaced cockfighting amongst the bourgeoisie is a savings bond fighting.
Yeah.
Just tie them up, let them go at it.
They're really
I used to have a couple
fierce.
Of those old savings bonds that had apathetic interest rate values. Whatever.
Yeah, up, yeah, down.
So, yeah, if you're a small business owner and you'd like more information about Easy Saver, call 1-877-811-SAVE. And that's a toll-free call. Jeez, how many toll-free codes are there now? 800-877-999.
You know, this PSA is really just, wow. But, you know, it just hands everything to the bourgeoisie on a silver platter, you know, like the business owners, they're the only ones who can afford to pay for the phone call, but we got a toll-free number anyway. It's a guide on how they can get out of having to, give recompense to their employees for the hard work that they put in.
But also, I think the reason I chose this PSA, it begins with every small business has an Arlene or two, and then it starts talking about the savings bond. I think it was part of a greater narrative, but that in itself is very funny. Because every small business I've ever been a part of, there's at least two Arlenes, if not three or four. Yeah.
Sometimes they've got a bunch in a box in the basement.
Well, that's affirmative action for you. And there's stupid Arlene quotas.
Yeah, it's really...
Do you have a PSA, Eric?
Nope, I'm done.
Okay.
We've shot our PSA.
Well, let me say then that the next WEFT Airshifter training class is set for January 29th. That's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the WEFT Studios, 113 North Market Street in Champaign. The class is your first step in getting involved in WEFT and on the air. The whole idea behind WEFT being that any sucker out there what got the skills can be on the air.
Can pay the bills.
Hence us. The fee is $40, free to all current WEFT members at the basic $40 level. Class size is limited, so if you are interested in signing up for the next class, Saturday, January 29th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., call the Airshifter Training Hotline at 359-6545. That's 359-6545. Let's face it, there's a lot of problems with the world. There's a lot of dumb people in the world. But there be suckers what be listening to us, and those be suckers what should be on the air themselves.
Yes. And I like to say, it really is all about class, isn't it? Everything comes down to class.
Yeah.
Classes in society, classes in radio.
All right, that's the end of Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements. Really down note.
I can hear the clock ticking.
Yeah.
This is a phenomenal spine-tingling moment right here.
I'm going to bare ass, guys.
Okay.
Whoa, yeah.
Man, our demographics are shot way up.
It only gets better.
Yes. So, 359-933 is the phone number. Because what we got to close out the show is a very important segment that we definitely need your input for, because it is the Radio Herald.
It is definitely a piece of long-form comedic entertainment. We're going to take one little word, phrase, or sentence that you have, and from that, cultivate a veritable chia pet of comedy.
So, please give us a call, 359-933, and supply us with that word, supply us with that phrase, and sit back and let us run with it, 359-9338.